So Onondaga now a 2nd and 9. They will give them 1 yard with 10:20 to go in the third quarter. Again, Onondaga a 4-point lead, 12-8. Tigers walk it up to the line here as they go right to left, ball on the 40 here with this 2nd and 9. And under center here is Bryce Messina. He's got Betsy in the backfield, drops back. Messina looking to his right, throws, and it's caught and complete at the 25. Still on his feet, down to the 20. Here is Evan Gantley, and he works his way down to the 15 before being brought down. And Gantley continues to be a warrior killer.
Yeah, he definitely is. I mean, he's done it on the ground. He's done it through the air. Everything he's done when he touches the ball, he's a very exciting player. And I'll tell you what, you better make sure you make that tackle right away, because if he gets through, he's really fast and shifty, and he's hard to bring down.
Onondaga moves the chains once again. They are inside the Sydney red zone, and this is where they were for a majority of the second quarter as well. Again, it's Onondaga 12, Sydney 8, 9:45 to go third quarter, and the Tigers are marching once again. Can the Sydney defense find some magic here? Here is Messina under center. Here's the snap. Hands off, no fake. Yes, it was the handoff. Sweep to the right side for Dylan Stelmack, and he's brought down at about the 8-yard line. Faked everybody out, including us up here in the booth.
It definitely did, and it was kind of a strange-looking play because it looked like it almost everybody froze because they didn't know where the ball was, and Stelmack just took it up the gut with about 7 yards, so it'll bring up the 2nd down and long 3.
2nd and 3, ball is on the Sydney 9-yard line with just a little over 9 minutes to go in the third quarter, and Onondaga trying to build up this lead here. They're deep in Sydney territory. And this is Messina, the senior quarterback under center, tries that sneak once again, picks up a couple of yards. Ball might be on the turf, but I think they're going to say that he's down on the play, but he does move the ball down to the 2-yard line.
Yeah, nice little play, just that little quarterback sneak. He just takes the ball from under center, takes a step back, picks his hole, and then just does what he can with the ball, and he's a very athletic young man, so he got the 1st down, and they are inside the 5-yard line, just at about the 4-yard line for 1st and goal to go.
We see on the big board here on the replay, he was clearly down when the ball started to come out, so good job by the Zebra crew there. 8:35 to go, third quarter. Onondaga 12, Sydney 8, but again, the Tigers right on the doorstep here trying to add to this lead. And they'll go with the QB sneak again, and they are in. Bryce Messina with the touchdown here for Onondaga. He's not denied this time, and the Tigers do a very good job with that field position that Sydney gave them.
Yeah, and I'll tell you what, that right there was huge because I'm going to tell you right now, I'm going to give all the kudos to that offensive line for the Onondaga Tigers because they just shoved Sydney backwards. They were 3-4 yards down the field on every running play.
Onondaga 18, Sydney 8. They're going to go for 2. Here's Messina in the shotgun. 2 wide receivers to the right, 2 to the left. Wants to throw directly over the middle, and it's caught, and the 2-point conversion is good. Great play there. Gantley took a heck of a hit. He's down in the end zone, but the 2-point conversion is good.
Yeah, nice little play, a little quick slant to Gantley, and kind of a tense moment for the Tigers right here because he is a big, big cog of this team.
We will hope that Gantley is okay. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be back in 30 seconds with the score Onondaga 20. Sydney 8 with 8:25 to go here in the third quarter on CDO.
When it's time to paint, it's time to visit the paint experts at Village Variety Main Street Unadilla. For over 35 years, we've been the area's Benjamin Moore paint store. We can match the color you want from a 1-inch square sample. Village Variety carries 15 different Benjamin Moore paint lines, and all of our Regal Select Latex paints are 100% VOC compliant, helping to protect the environment. And if you need a vapor barrier for your bathroom, kitchen, or laundry room to avoid moisture problems, we can help there too. Village Variety, your Benjamin Moore paint store, Main Street, Unadilla. We know paint.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
So Bryce Messina scores on a QB sneak, and the Tigers take a 20-8 advantage over Sydney here with 8:25 to go in this third quarter. Happy to report there that it looked like Evan Gantley popped up after a minute, maybe just got the wind knocked out of him. Glad to see him come off under his own power, but Onondaga gets the touchdown and a 2-point conversion. They now lead by 12, 20-8.
Yeah, real nice to see Gantley get up because he's too big of a player for Onondaga to be out of the game. So
the Tigers will kick off, and Sydney will go right back on offense, and it's caught here at the 25-yard line. Vibbert had to put the knee down to catch it, and so that's where Sydney will start here, and still plenty of time, 8:23 to go in this third quarter, but the offense has to get moving here, and Sydney seems a little lethargic to start this third quarter.
Yeah, they do, and it's looks like to me that the defensive line has made some adjustments for Onondaga that is allowing them to get pressure on Darren. Darren really does not have a lot of time to throw the ball.
Sophomore quarterback Darren Smith, a very talented QB here for Sydney. Let's see what he can do. Zips one out to the right side for Hoskins. Complete. Hoskins at the 31 to the 32, up to the 35 before two Tigers knock him out of bounds. And that's more what we're used to seeing out of Alex Hoskins.
Yep, he started to, after he caught the ball, he started to take it back towards midfield and then cut back to his right and made a nice 2-yard run for about the first down. So the Warriors get a first down right off the bat.
So Sydney again in the white tops, the gray pants, the maroon helmets going left to right. They're in their own territory going left to right. Ball at the 36. Here is Smith in the shotgun. Dawson Backus is to the right side. Wants to throw to Hoskins again. Complete at the 40. Hoskins cuts back towards the sideline. 45-50 before he's shoved out of bounds into Tigers territory at the 49. And boy, he's just so dangerous after the catch.
Yes, he is. And I'll tell you, that's the play that got him here. And you know what? That's what there looks like the Warriors are going to do. They're going to go to big number 10.
And he had such, a big second half against Harper's Dilapidated in the semis. A great final against Unitigo and the in the championship contest just last weekend, and they're going to have to ride him here again tonight if they want to come back as they trail by 12. They go right back to Hoskins again, complete, and he's shoved out of bounds after about a 6-yard pickup. They're in Onondaga territory again, going left to right. He's shoved out at the 41.
Yeah, and I'll tell you right now, he's a tough kid because he is getting hit hard. Every time he catches the ball right now, that first guy, if he makes the tackle, the next guy coming in to finish him off has got a free shot at Alex, and he's taking a couple big blows.
And we know that Sydney going into the wind with an arm like Darren Smith, anything is possible. We've seen that this year. 8 minutes to go in the third quarter. They throw out to the flat left side here for Vibbert. Shakes off a tackle. First down and more. 35-30. There's that speed. Vibbert to the 20, to the 10-5. Touchdown here for Sydney for Nate Vibbert. No, Ethan Finch on the far side. Excuse me. Another guy with speed. Puts it in here for the Sydney Warriors.
Yeah, I'm not sure what happened there because I saw a guy fall down and it was way after the play, so hopefully they give him the touchdown.
They had
flag.
Well, there's a flag way after the play. They had Finch and Vibbert split out to the left side. Finch took it to the house there with that speed, shaking off a couple of tacklers. But let's see, there's nothing official up on the board yet here, Tim.
Yeah, no, it definitely looks like they're going to give him the 6 points.
The flag was well after the touchdown, so let's see. Looks like a personal foul is going to go against Onondaga and against Sydney.
So we have offsetting penalties, so the play will count and give the Warriors the 6 points.
And the Onondaga faithful directly in front of the press box here, not pleased with that call. But this has gotten Sydney right back in this game. Great job there by Finch.
And I got to say this. I mean, it's just that can't happen. You just can't have a penalty like that. Because if that doesn't get called both sides, that takes those points off the board. You can't have that mistake in this big of a game. You just can't do that. And the Sydney Warrior Brain Trust better be talking to those kids and say, hey, you want to play this game, we got to do it the right way.
Sydney going for two. Direct snap to Parker Boyd. He is in. And with 7:49 to go in the third quarter, Sydney has life. It's Onondaga 20, Sydney 16. Finch with the touchdown. Parker Boyd with a two-point conversion. We'll take a 30-second break and be right back here on CDO.
Bob's Diner, North Main Street in Bainbridge. We serve homemade hearty meals 7 days a week. We feature an awesome burger menu with unique specialty burgers. Customers love our daily and blue plate specials. The staff is friendly and fun, and there's plenty of parking. Our homemade soups and chili are served all year long, and our homemade desserts will please any sweet tooth. Dine in 7 days a week at Bob's Diner, North Main Street in downtown Bainbridge. And remember, Bob's back room for meetings and parties too. Call 967-3111.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, FM 101 and AM 1490, WCDO.
7:49 to go here in the third quarter. It's Onondaga 20, Sydney 16. And the Sydney Warriors still have life here, Tim. A great play there by Ethan Finch. And the gate play works for the two-point conversion once again. Now we'll be interested to see what are they going to do on this kickoff. As we know, all year they love to go for the onside kick.
Yeah, and it looks like number 3, Finch, is going to kick. So he's the stronger of the kickers. So I would say they are probably going to try to put it a little further down the field this time, especially with the wind.
Liam Matthews has been kicking for Sydney, but now Finch is going to come in. And He'll get the squib kick. It does take a nice roll. Onondaga fields at the 30, up to the 35, trying to cut back to the outside. Jimenez misses a tackle here for the Sydney Warriors. A great run here from Gantley, but finally he's brought down by the Warriors. And the green and white here of Onondaga will start right to left at about their own. Well, this is going to be about the 44-yard line.
Yeah, which if you really think about it, and I'm one of the ones that have been critiquing this all along, this pooch kick. He got back to the same spot he probably would have got.
That's a good point.
They had done the onside kick. So, you know, it's a tough call because you just never know in high school football. You've got to have that kickoff coverage as well as the successful kick.
So here is Onondaga, who has looked great on offense so far in the second half. Again, 7:39 to go, third quarter. Onondaga 20, Sydney 16. Thanks for joining us here tonight on CDL. They're going to hand off to Gantley on a first and 10. Cuts left side, gets to midfield before Lucas Tanner brings him down along with Colin Carl. And Gantley just has played so well here tonight here for Onondaga.
Yeah, the first tackle was missed by Reggie Jimenez, and you don't normally say that too much, but that just tells you what a great athlete Gantley is, because he made him miss completely and got him to 5 yards.
So this will be a second and 5 coming up here for Onondaga. Again, going right to left. They're in the green with the white trim. They're right at midfield on that CNS logo. With about 7 minutes to go in the third quarter, Onondaga leading Sydney 20-16 in a Class D football regional here tonight at Cicero, North Syracuse. Here is Messina. Going to look for a little option play to the outside. He's trying to get some blocking. Finally pitches it off here for Stelmack, and he's going to get the first down over the 45. To the 44. Boy, that's a well-run play there for the Tigers.
Absolutely well-run by the quarterback and also the running back. He stayed right with him and waited till the last minute for the Sydney player to commit. As soon as the Sydney player committed, he pitched the ball. Good for first down yardage.
Boy, when you have Betsy out on that outside, that's going to be some fantastic blocking, that's for sure. And a Sydney player is actually down on the field on that far side. And Coach Matthews and the Sydney coaching staff, he's going to have a quick look here. So 6:45 to go in the third quarter. It's Onondaga 20, Sydney 16. Just want to recognize again some of our special sponsors here for tonight's contest that make this possible, including the Sydney Gridiron Club, Sydney Federal Credit Union, Amerigas, and VEP Kitchen and Bath. We'll step away here. We'll take a quick injury timeout and be right back on CDO.
Need to schedule an appointment to have your vehicle serviced? Hate waiting weeks just to get an appointment? This isn't the doctor's office. It should be quicker. That's why Chambers and O'Hara Car and Truck Center on Route 7 Riverside in Sydney now has 6 full-time technicians on staff to take care of your needs. That means we can schedule you sooner and get you in and out faster and back on the road to your busy schedule. You don't need to be bogged down with a broken vehicle or sitting in a waiting room because the work isn't done yet. The Chambers and O'Hara goal is to get it done quickly, but to also get it done right the first time. Call 563-4311 or visit chambersohara.com today.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
Welcome back. Nate Vibbard was the injured warrior, but in typical Nate Vibbard fashion, got right back up and walked off the field. Very tough kid for Sydney, and I'm sure we'll see him right back in the game. It's 6:45 to go, third quarter. Onondaga leading Sydney 20-16. And the Tigers try to run the ball on first and 10 to the right side. They'll pick up about 2. Colin Carl with the tackle for Sydney. That was a quarterback keeper for Bryce Messina for Onondaga.
Yeah, again, it's just that little step back and then let him pick which hole he wants to go through. And he does a nice job, and he's a very athletic young man, so he's making people miss. But Colin Carl's right there to keep him for a short game.
You know, Messina's one of those guys. He can run. He can throw. He's done a little bit of everything this year for this Onondaga team. Good reason why they're 10-0 and ranked fourth in the state coming in. 6:10 to go, third quarter. Onondaga with a 2nd and 7, and now they're going to burn a timeout here for the Tigers. Interesting move here early, I guess midway through this third quarter, Tim.
Yeah, he probably saw something he didn't like and was a play that he had called and just decided to take a timeout and discuss it and see if we could get another play called here.
Treats and Eats in Sydney, the Egley Machine Company, Cohen and Fraser Builders, and, of course, the Amphenol Corporation, all special sponsors here tonight as well for our football coverage of the New York State Class D Regional between Onondaga of Section 3 and Sydney of Section 4. The winner will either get Maple Grove or Alexander, and they're in a tight ball game. They're in Section 5, Section 6, so that's, you know, the Rochester-Buffalo region. So it's been a fantastic game so far here tonight. Sydney, as we've seen this year, just doesn't ever go away quietly. They have that quick strike offense, and even though they were in a 20-8 hole, it's now 20-16.
Yeah, they had the ball once right off the bat, turned it over on downs, three and out, and then they went down, took the lead, and Sydney answered. So we're right back to where we were, just the reverse of the way it ended, started the half.
Timeout is wrapping up here. 6:09 to go in this third quarter. 2nd and 7 now for the Tigers as they go right to left. They're in Sydney territory at the 42. Messina drops back, looks to the right, shakes off a tackle, and finally Sydney's going to collapse down on him. Lucas Tanner leading the charge there for the Warriors. Messina ran out of daylight.
Yeah, he got one. He ran a long ways to get that 1 yard, but he did get one, so it'll bring up 3rd down and 6.
5:50 to go, third quarter. Nate Lull and Tim Cutting with you here tonight on CDO. Jim Tomeo holding things down in Sydney at our WCDO studios. A big thank you to Jim, as always. 20-16, the Tigers leading the Warriors. This has been a great contest so far. 3rd and 6 coming up for Onondaga. This will be a big one here as they are, again, moving the ball through Sydney territory. It's at the 41 as they go right to left. Messina is under center, fakes the handoff, looking to his left, throws, and it's complete. Going to be close to a first down here once again to Stelmack. Might be about a yard short, as Reggie Jimenez, again, probably the smallest guy on the field, somehow makes a tackle.
Yeah, I'm telling you what, he just goes straight at you and he hits you in the shoelaces. When we talk about how small he is, that's about where he's at. I mean, he is tiny. But I'll tell you what, he's got a lot of heart, plays really hard, tough kid too.
And he needed that tackle, and it was pretty much a solo tackle there, as Hoskins, as we see on the replay, couldn't quite get there until Stelmack was already down. 4th and 1 this brings up here for Onondaga. Ball on the 36-yard line, again going right to left. 4:45 to go, third quarter, and the Tigers leading the Warriors 20-16. So this is a big moment in the contest here. Messina under center. He's going to try to push the pile forward. Does a good job to break through and gets the Onondaga first down.
Yeah, oh, that was totally a silent snap. He just goosed the center and took the ball and just ran right up his butt.
You know, he's done that a couple of times here tonight. But what's interesting is Sydney was able to stop him down on the goal line there in the first half on several occasions. But that time, he's able to pick it up.
Yeah, that's a tough play. I mean, he only needed a yard, so it was just basically forward momentum and falling forward. So first down for the Tigers.
4:20 to go here, third quarter. Onondaga marching again, going right to left. They're on the Sydney 33-yard line. Messina's under center. The senior quarterback pitches to the outside, finds Betsy, rumbling and stumbling to the far side, picks up about 3. Again, Betsy, huge on this team here for Onondaga, 6'2", 255.
Yeah, that's a big kid right there. And I'll tell you what, I'll give those kids on the outside of that offensive or defensive line of the Warriors taking on him, that's a chore. So that's why you got to have 2 or 3 guys there, and they did. So good stop after a short game.
2nd and 8 here for Onondaga. Ball's on the Sydney 31-yard line, again trying to increase this 4-point lead. Sydney defense trying to hold. Onondaga, the snap, they're going to pitch to the left side here. This is Gantley trying to get to the edge. He gets to the 30, ran out of real estate as he couldn't get around his blocker. Ball is out, and they're going to say he was down on the play.
Wow, that was close to being a fumble, real close to being a fumble. But I'm going to tell you what happened on that play. His lead blocker is Betsy. Betsy did a nice job. He blocked his guy, but when he fell, the running back tripped over Betsy's leg, and that's what slowed him down. And that stopped the big play and bring up 3rd down and a long 4.
Yeah, there was really just kind of a traffic jam as he got to the edge, and he wasn't able to get around. So that brings up a 3rd and 3 here for Onondaga with 2:55 to go, third quarter. Messina is under center. Ball is on the Sydney 27-yard line. Messina drops back, looking over the middle. This one is up in the air, caught by Gantley. He's down to the 1-yard line, and a 1st down and much more. 1st and goal here for the Tigers, and Gantley continues to kill Sydney here.
Yes, he does. I'll tell you what, there's definitely the player of the game in my aspect for the Tigers right there is Mr. Gantley. He's definitely gashed the Warriors a number of times and just did it again. So now it'll be 1st and goal to go from the 1.
Boy, that ball was floating up there for a long time, and I thought maybe someone from Sydney could swoop in underneath, but
into the wind.
Huge play, yeah.
Into the wind throw.
That's the other thing. This has been a nice drive into the wind. So here is Onondaga on a 1st and goal with 2.5 to go in the third quarter. And they go with the quarterback keeper. They try to push it in. No official signal yet, but I believe he got in. And the Tigers are going to add another 6 here. Still no official signal from the Zebra crew, but we'll see. Yes, there it is. Tigers are in with 2:18 to go in the third.
Yeah, big play right there. Now the Warriors have got to answer to just get it back to where it's manageable, one-score game before they have to turn around and they have to go into the wind.
So 2:18 to go in the third. It's Onondaga 26, Sydney 16, and the Tigers will go for two. And so Onondaga does a great job to answer after Sydney scored on that long play from Ethan Finch about midway through the third. And so here is Messina in the center, in the shotgun, three guys lined up to the right, one wide receiver to the left, as they'll go for two. Messina rolls out to his right. He's going to have a QB keeper, and he's in. Nice play there by the Tigers, and that increases their lead back up to 10. It's Onondaga 28, and Sydney 16, the lead back to 12, with 2:18 to go here in the third quarter. Again, our score, Onondaga 28, Sydney 16. We'll be right back on CDO.
Gilbert Plumbing and Heating at Gilbertsville is a proud sponsor of local high school sports on WCDO. GPH has been serving the Tri-County area for over 25 years. They offer full service for residential or commercial heating, plumbing, or septic issues. They have 24/7 emergency service, too. Need something fixed in the middle of the night? Call GPH, and you get a real local person. That's the GPH difference. They also offer service contracts so you have peace of mind. Call Gilbert Plumbing and Heating today at 783-2289. That's 783-2289. Find them on Facebook or online at gilbertph.com.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
And welcome back. Nate Lull, Tim Cutting with you here on CDO. As Onondaga increases their lead to 28-16 with 2:18 to go in the third quarter. Sydney will pick it up here with Ethan Finch on the kickoff. He's at the 35 to the 40. Here comes Finch, and he's finally brought down at the 45. Boy, a good tackle there by the Tigers. Otherwise, he might have been off to the races again.
Yeah, Finch just took it straight up the middle on that play. Didn't wait a second. Got the ball and just went straight up the field and got a great return. And the Warriors got good position or field possession for the last 2 minutes of this half.
And Finch, we've seen he has this body language sometimes when he gets going, when he gets that confidence. You can see it out there right now, so we'll see if they decide to go back to him here. Smith looks to the right side, throws one deep in the air, trying to go up to Parker Boyce, and he just overthrows him a little bit.
A lot of hand play down there. I like that there was no flag on it because both the wideout and the defender were playing hand play down there, and good defense and good offensive play as well, but incomplete pass.
And so Sydney now with a 2nd and 10, trying to go to Parker Boyce, but you have to think they're needing to go back to Hoskins, to Vibbard, or maybe to Finch here. But the coverage on Hoskins, I'm sure, is going to be very, very tight after he had a nice last drive there. Smith steps up in the pocket here on a 2nd and 10 and finds Finch, who gets to the midfield mark here before he's brought down, about a pickup of 4.
Yeah, it's a nice little play on 2nd down, gets it to a 3rd down manageable for the next play, so that the Warriors can maybe get a 1st down and extend this drive.
Tim, I'm curious, not seeing much of Dawson Backus running the ball here in this third quarter. And even, sometimes they'll get him involved in the passing game, but really, after a heavy dose of him in the first half, not too much so far.
Yeah, I think after they made their defensive adjustments, I think they just started keying on the run, and they stopped it. And they're now really focusing on the pass, but I'll tell you what, they're only rushing 3 and maybe 4 guys. So that's a lot of people in coverage. Even with the athletes the Warriors have, that's a lot of people for Darren to have to look through.
Minute 35 to go in this third quarter, 3rd and 3 for Sydney at midfield as they go left to right. They throw to Vibbard, a nice juggling catch at the 45, then he dropped it. Ball is loose on the turf. I'm not sure who got this one back, and the officials are going to have to give us the signal because Vibbard and a couple of other guys jumped on it, and the Tigers will get it back. Huge play.
Yeah, it was a huge play, and I'll tell you what, he had the 1st down, too. That's just disheartening for Nate, I can tell. Can't believe he just did that, but you know what? It happens. It was a nice strip by the defender for the Tigers, so they'll take over 1st and 10.
Boy, that was a 1st down and probably a little more as he was trying to get to the edge and just lost control of it. A good strip, and the Tigers will get the ball back again going into the wind right to left at about their own 43-yard line.
And that was just Nate trying to extend that play, you know, like he would. So he had the 1st down, but he was trying to get a little bit more for his team.
Yeah, he has that speed. Once he gets to the edge, you never know. But just stripped in time. As now we're going to have a whistle on the play here on this 1st and 10. And we'll have a little delay here with 1:22 to go in this third quarter. Now Onondaga setting once again Again, the ball on their own 43, and Messina drops back, wants to throw over the middle, pump fakes, rolls out to his right, throws, and this one is intercepted here by Sydney. And running back up the field is Brandon Evans. He's at midfield. Now back over to the 45, and he's brought down right about where Nate Vibbard fumbled the ball. So Onondaga gives it right back to Sydney.
Yeah, that's a big break right there. He just waited for the pass in his safety position, and just it was like Messina threw it right to him, and he just caught the ball and then took it back across the 50 to the 45 of the Tigers. So the Warriors still have a little life with 1 minute and 6 seconds left here in this quarter.
So, as Tim said, just about a minute left here, third quarter, and Sydney kind of gets a gift dropped right back into their laps as Brandon Evans returns that ball after an INT. And that's the first turnover here by the Tigers tonight, too. And Sydney now trying to make something happen after that, because this is a huge turning point in the game here if they could get some points back on the board.
Yeah, even if they don't score in that minute, if they get down close enough to where they can bring back the run play or whatever, you know, to not have to throw it into the wind, we'll see what happens.
Sydney here on a first and 10. They're going to get this one to Finch to the 30. Finch to the 25, to the 20 before he's knocked out of bounds on that right wing side. Down there by Evan Gantley. And Finch, boy, if you get him open in space, he's certainly athletic enough to do anything he wants.
Yeah, he definitely is. And I'll tell you what, he moved the chains on that play. The Warriors will get the ball just about the 20-yard line. And they have 57 seconds left in this quarter.
So a nice job there by Ethan Finch, who does not want his football season to end. You can see that with 57 seconds to go here in this third quarter. I think the Onondaga faithful wanted a penalty after that play, but they won't get it on Finch as they went out of bounds. First and 10 here for the Warriors. Here is Smith, drops back, wants to throw, gets it to Dawson Backus, but only a pickup of a couple of yards after the completion. Just ran out of real estate.
Yeah, it definitely was a quick play right there. He just wanted to get rid of the ball to avoid the sack because he had pressure coming from his blind side. And nice job by Deering to just get rid of the ball, and no gain on the play, second down.
Onondaga leading Sydney 28-16 with 50 seconds to go here in this third quarter. Warriors trying to cut into this Onondaga lead and keep this game close. Sydney checking over to the sideline here, 15 on the play clock. Smith trying to get the play. A little confusion here, it looks like, as he looks over for Coach Zern, finally gets the play, but there's only 8 here on the play clock. He's going to have to quickly bark out the signals. 2 wide receivers split out to each side. He just gets it off in time. Throws, it's tipped at the line, but it appears that Vibbert still got the catch. And on 2nd and 10, I'd say that's a pickup of about 3.
Yeah, nice little quick hitch for Vibbert. Looked like he might have fallen down a little bit just before the catch, but he did bring it in. Or maybe not. Maybe they didn't. No, they called it incomplete.
So they do call it incomplete. Looked like it was very close.
Yeah, I thought they were going to get it to him.
But here's a 3rd and 10 with 46 seconds to go in the third quarter. Smith steps up in the pocket, throws towards the end zone, and that one is a touchdown here for Ethan Finch. Went up through double coverage and hauled it in. Finch with his 2nd touchdown of the quarter.
Yeah, real nice play right there, not only by Finch to seal his defender and go up and get the ball in the end zone, but Deering Smith to step up into the pocket as a sophomore with a nice little move up into the pocket and then gave himself a throwing lane. Good throw, good catch, 6 points to Warriors.
Yeah, 3 Tigers had a chance and couldn't get him, and then Finch basically just boxed his defender out in the end zone and brought it down. So Sydney will not go away quietly. They're going for 2 here. They get this one to Backus, and he loses the ball, so they can't get the 2-point conversion. It got stripped out of his hands. So 39 seconds to go here in the third quarter. It's Onondaga 28, Sydney 22. We'll take a quick break. We'll come back here and wrap up the third quarter on CDO.
We know how hard it is to raise a family these days. With your busy schedule and all those obligations, you need a financial institution that's all about you. We've got you covered. With internet services, convenient ATMs, online bill paying, and so much more. Stop by to find out about the Credit Union Advantage. We're a member-owned financial cooperative. We're all about you. SFCU, federally insured by NCUA. We're all about you.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, FM 101 and AM 1490, WCDO.
39 seconds to go here in this third quarter. It's Onondaga 28, Sydney 22. And here we go. Are we going to find Sydney doing their little trickery on the kickoff or not. We'll have to see.
Well, I'm seeing who's kicking. Looks like it's going to be number three. So I'm thinking he'll kick it pretty hard.
Yes.
And try to get it through these first nine guys of the Onondaga Tigers, who are only about 20 yards away from the ball.
So here we go, as Finch, we know, has a strong foot, and they love to do this onside kick. Sometimes it's successful, most of the time not, but we have seen it come up big for them in certain situations. Or will they just squib it deep? We'll have to see here. Again, 39 seconds to go in the third. Onondaga 28, Sydney 22. And that looked like they were trying to maybe go for the onside kick, but it went too far, and the Tigers fall on it back at their own 40.
Yeah, and that definitely went through the first line like it was designed to, but because they had four more guys up at the 40, he just fell on the ball, so that's where they're going to get it. Now, it's definitely a little further back than they normally are at when they kick off, but it's still a short field.
So Onondaga leads 28-22, 37 seconds to go here in the third quarter. Back and forth, it's like a heavyweight fight here, Tim. Both teams throwing punches. The Section 4 champ against the Section 3 champ. And here is Onondaga with Bryce Messina. He's going to go with the option pitch to the outside. No, really nowhere to go for Gantley, but he somehow finds the edge and picks up about 3 or 4 yards on the play. Well done by Gantley.
Okay. All right. I want you to tell me, Reggie Jimenez, how big?
I would say Reggie's about 5'3".
And how much does he weigh?
Maybe 135.
And he just had to take on number 45, 6'2", 255.
Yeah.
And he still did what he could, you know. He tried to extend the play to the outside, and there was nobody back there to help him out. But I'll tell you what, give that kid a lot of heart. Man, that kid is tough.
Let's see what Reggie... Well, we don't have the official
list
down
that,
there.
What do we list, Reggie?
I'd say he's 5'3", 130, 135.
Yeah, he's not very big.
So Onondaga's going to hand off here on a 2nd and 5. Ball's on the turf. We don't have an official signal yet. Sydney is pointing in their direction. Let's see what the Zebra Crew says when they get to the bottom of the pile. Yes, Sydney ball. Sydney has recovered it at midfield. Unbelievable. I'm not sure who came off the bottom of the pile. It looks like it was Will Moore.
Will Moore. We sent his name a number of times tonight, and I'm going to tell you what, 45 took the ball away from 45 on that play, so the Warriors will have a couple more plays probably here in the third quarter, but it'll be 1st and 10 at about the 48-yard line of the Onondaga Generals.
Onondaga Tigers.
Tigers, excuse me.
Generals. I don't know.
Where did that come from?
Sydney gets it back here with 15 seconds to go in the quarter. Here's Darren Smith running up the field to the right side and down to the 40 before he's brought down. And we know that Darren has wanted to run the ball all year. And he collided with Stelmack there for Onondaga. And Darren Smith is not a small guy at the QB position. And Stelmack is down on the play with 4 seconds to go in the third quarter. And Darren popped right up and appears to be fine for Sydney, but we'll hope Stelmack is okay.
That is just not what you want to see your quarterback do, though. I mean, he just took his pads right to the kid, and, you know, you hope Stelmack's okay, but I'll tell you what, over at Sydney's bench right now, they're saying, Darren, think about going down before you have, you know, before you take that hit that hard, because that could have been disastrous for the Warriors.
Yeah, that's certainly one thing that we've seen Darren want to do in the sectional playoffs is run the ball. That's probably the longest run we've seen him have, and he really got crunched there, but it's Onondaga who comes away. This is Stelmack with the injury. So we'll pop away here for a couple of minutes here. We'll hope that Stelmack is okay. Again, only 4 seconds left in this third quarter with the score Onondaga 28, Sydney 22. Fourth quarter is going to be a good one here. We'll be right back on CDO.
Sports Field Specialties of Delhi is a proud sponsor of local high school athletics on WCDO. Sports Field Specialties wishes the best to all area teams this season, especially our teams in Delaware County. Sports Field Specialties manufactures state-of-the-art goalposts, protective netting systems, dugouts, and other athletic equipment used for all levels of play from high school to the NFL. Good luck, area athletes, from Sports Field Specialties of Delhi.
The Egley family and the Egley Machine Company on Route 7 Riverside in Sydney proudly support high school sports on WCDO. The future of our area lies in the hands of our youth, and Egley Machine urges students to work hard in school. It's very important to complete your education, as today's job market is very competitive. No matter what field you're going into, prepare yourself for a prosperous and rewarding career. Egley Machine is a proud Tri-Town company that designs and builds injection molds for the plastics industry and components for a variety of other companies. Egley Machine proudly supports the youth in our communities and is happy to be a part of high school sports on WCDO.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back, folks. Nate Lull, Tim Cutting with you here on CDO. Onondaga leading Sydney 28-22. Thanks for joining us tonight on CDO. Also, WCDOsports.com. Of course, our web stream tonight and always brought to you by Sydney Federal Credit Union at SFCU. It's all about you. So, again, I think that, wow, they actually just let the time run out. And so this will be the start of fourth quarter. So we're going to switch ends of the field here. And Sydney will have the ball on a second and two.
And for the remainder of this quarter, folks, they will be going into that wind. So keep that in mind if they have to punt, because that has definitely been a big, big disadvantage to whoever was punting into that wind.
I thought for sure they were going to have to play out those last 4 seconds, but they let the clock run out on that. And so here we go. As we said right before the break, it's kind of been like a heavyweight fight. Sydney has been trying to crawl, scratch, kick their way back into this thing. Onondaga has been great, but that fumble recovery was huge here for Sydney, as well as that interception. So two costly turnovers here for the Tigers late in the third quarter.
You know, Nate, I want to go back to that mistake I made when I called it the
General.
General. Well, why did I do that?
I can't think of anything.
Veterans Day.
Oh, there you go. All right. We did want to say, you know, thank you to all our veterans. We talked about it a little bit in the pregame show. As just everybody who's out there listening, we know we have a lot of service people that that listen to us on a regular basis. And thank you for your service. We appreciate it. And hope you enjoyed your Veterans Day here today.
Yeah.
So glad to bring you this classic football game on this Friday Veterans Day as well. Here from Cicero North Syracuse High School, a cold and windy night. Again, as we look over at the American flag on the far side of the field, and it just continues to whip. And I'm glad we're in the warm press box.
Yeah, well, you definitely. I'll tell you, you picked a good seat tonight. That's for sure. I'm definitely happy I'm where I am. I'm looking over at the Sydney faithful across the field, and they don't look very warm.
No, they certainly don't. Just had a text come in as well asking us about our soccer coverage. We will be covering the South Courtright boys in the section, well, not the section, the New York State Class D semifinals tomorrow as they take on Alfred Almond from Section 5. That game's down in Middletown at 11:15 a.m. So we'll be there with some updates for you as South Courtright boys. They've never gone this far in soccer, so they're certainly excited to be there. Longtime head coach Bob Van Valkenburg. So we'll have those updates for you tomorrow, but still some football business to finish up here as the Warriors now go right to left. They're in the white with the gray pants and the maroon helmet. And a little pitch here to Dawson Backus running to the left side. He's brought down at about the 36. Really made something out of nothing there as Onondaga was crashing through.
Sydney with a nice little shovel pass play right there. They actually looked like Garen was going to run, and he ran right to the attacker and then just pushed it up in front of him. And there was Backus with a nice little gain and a first down for the Warriors.
11:45 to go here early in this fourth quarter. Smith checking the play as he stands at the Onondaga 40. Wants to throw to the air. He's got a nice spiral to the far side. Knocked away as he tried to go to Hopkins up and over top of the secondary. But again, Evan Gantley is there, and he knocks it away with his fingertips.
Gantley on defense, Gantley on offense. Just absolutely fantastic player and has definitely been a thorn in the side of the Warriors tonight.
And what a matchup with Hopkins for Sydney, Gantley, you know, for Onondaga in the secondary over the far side. That's been great to watch.
Yep, definitely has.
Second and 10. Here Smith wants to go to the air again. Pressure coming from the Tigers. Dumps it off and finds Dawson Backus. No, Ethan Finch underneath. Didn't get out of bounds, so the clock will continue to move as they are down into the Onondaga 30.
Yep, they're down at the 30, and they got third and a long three, I would say. Pretty close to 4 yards to go for the first down, but I would say that's definitely two down territory.
Finch has just been on fire. Two touchdowns here in the second half after he was pretty quiet in the first half. Two wide receivers to the right, two to the left. Dawson Backus is in motion. Smith in the shotgun steps back. Smith wants to throw over the middle and was just too far behind the streaking Nate Vibbert, who came across the middle.
Yeah, Vibbert came out of the slot and just ran a quick little slant right behind the linebacker. But I'll tell you what, as soon as he touched the ball, he got hit. So I'll tell you, this defense is really doing a nice job on those Sydney skilled players.
Fourth and four now for the Warriors. With 11 minutes to go in this fourth quarter. Onondaga 28, Sydney 22. And so this is a big play here for the Warriors on this fourth and four. Smith is in the shotgun once again. Ball is on the 30-yard line. Fourth down here as Smith, with 10 on the play clock, checks his wristband, wants to double-check that, throws across and finds his receiver to the far side, but it's dropped, and it would have been good for a first down as they tried to find, I believe, Parker Boyce, just at his voice,
yeah,
who just couldn't haul it in at the 25.
That's two big plays today that they've gained the first down, but the receivers haven't been able to complete the catches, and that's huge. So they'll turn the ball over on downs. It'll be first and 10 for the Onondaga Tigers at their own 30-yard line.
Boy, and looking at the replay, Boyce had it and just got crunched and couldn't quite hold on to it. So that is unfortunate there for Sydney. Now Onondaga with the wind at their back as they have the green with the white trim. They go left to right on your radio dial. They start at their own 30. Onondaga 28, Sydney 22. And here is Bryce Messina under center. Pitches to the far side. New runner here is Wes Core to the outside, and Core up to the 35, cuts back to the 40, still on his feet before he's brought down there by the Sydney Warriors. And Wes Core, with his first carry of the night, looking pretty impressive.
Wes Core with some real great speed on the outside, where the sweep play running to the left was the lead blocker, and the defensive end, the offensive end sealing the edge. They just made a nice play right there, got 9 yards, and it looked like he was going to get the first down, but he cut back to the right and lost a couple, so he's got a short second down.
Second and two coming up for Onondaga. I'm sure they'd love to burn some clock here on this drive. Messina is going to hand off and finds Gantley, and he springs up the middle, and he's got rockets on his feet there before he's brought down at the 50, and a good job there. He got into the second level really quickly, Tim.
He certainly did. He went through the line of scrimmage and then hit fourth gear, and then he met number 7 right about the 50-yard line. Brandon Evans with a real nice open field tackle. Otherwise, Gantley's running into the end zone right there, because that was a touchdown saving tackle right there.
Gantley has been great on both sides of the ball for Onondaga. Clock continues to move. We're under 10 minutes to go here, fourth quarter. Onondaga leading Sydney 28-22, the New York State Class D quarterfinals. The winner will get Maple Grove or Alexander right back here at CNS next Friday night. Onondaga with the ball on a first and 10 now. They pitch to the outside, and again, they look for Wes Core to the 45. Couldn't quite get to the edge before he's brought down. And I think Core might be in there because Dylan Stelmack is still out of bounds, kind of working on his leg a little bit after that collision there with Darren Smith.
Yep, that's right. That's the substitute for Stelmack, so you're right. That nice tackle right there was by Mr. Will Moore, number 45, the outside linebacker for the Sydney Warriors.
He's been everywhere.
Yeah, he is. We've been saying his name all night.
He has done a really nice job here tonight for Sydney. So 9:38 to go, fourth quarter, 28-22 to score. Tigers on top of the Warriors here, Class D quarterfinal. And here is Messina on a second and 6, rolls out to his left. Messina's going to just pull it down. He wants the first down. He's got it to the 35. Before he's brought down by the Warriors' defense.
Yeah, they just outnumber him on the edge right there. You know, it's basically a designed quarterback sweep. He's got Betsy in front of him leading the way, and he just decides, I'm going to throw it to one guy if he's open. If he's not, I'm going to just take it and get the first down, and that's exactly what they did, and they'll get first and 10 at the Warrior 35.
That's what we knew coming in, is that Messina could kill you with the arm, he could kill you with the legs, and he's done a little bit of both here tonight. 9:10 to go, fourth quarter. Again, Onondaga with the ball on a 28-22 lead over Sydney. First and 10 here for Messina. He's going to hand off for Gantley, but the Sydney defense collapsing on him there. We haven't said it yet tonight, Tim. That was everybody and the water boy who brought
everybody
him down.
And the water boy from Sydney right there with the tackle. So no gain on the play, second down and 10.
But that clock continues to move. This is very Walton-esque here of Onondaga, just continuing to chew some clock with this very methodical drive, running the ball quite a bit.
And Messina is being the game manager as well. He's taking the snap inside the 5-second mark of the play clock, so he's doing a nice job making the clock run.
Again, more of our special sponsors here for tonight's game include Cohen and Frazier Builders and the Egley Machine Company of Sydney. 8:25 to go, fourth quarter, second and 10. Onondaga with the ball going left to right. Here's Messina, pulls it down, wants to run once again, cuts back to the 20. 25, still on his feet, going for the left sideline. He's got daylight in front of him to the 10, to the 5, touchdown Onondaga. And that was all Bryce Messina on that one.
Bryce Messina ran all the way to the right sideline and then back all the way over to the left hash for the 6 points. Nice little run by Messina and 6 points for the Tigers.
Wow, great run there by Messina. And it looked like Sidney was going to collapse on him on the right wing side. As we get a look at the replay here, a couple of different opportunities, a missed tackle, and he was off to the races. And that's all he needed. Once he got to about the 20, it was pretty much guaranteed he was getting in.
Yeah, and actually, even so that he went that way on the right side first, he actually had a wall built up over on the left-hand side. So, like you said, once he got over there, he was gone.
Here is Messina on the two-point conversion, throws back across his body, and it's good. Completes that one to Zach Delaney. I don't think Sidney saw it coming. And Onondaga leads 36-22 with 8:12 to go here in the fourth quarter. We'll step away for 30 seconds. Be right back here on CDO.
Have you had an unfortunate accident? Do you need quick vehicle replacement? Or are you doing a lot of traveling but don't want to put the miles on your own vehicle? Chambers and O'Hara, Riverside and Sidney has vehicle rentals at competitive rates available by the day, week, or month. And they will even bill the insurance company for you. Call 563-4311 today for a hassle-free rental. Compact, mid-size, luxury, and vans too. From sales and service to stress-free rentals, call Chambers and O'Hara, Route 7, Riverside, Sidney. 563-4311.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, FM 101 and AM 1490, WCDO.
And so Onondaga, Tim, with a 36-22 lead with 8:12 to go in the fourth. Sidney's going to have to try to answer once again.
Well, I know what the game plan will be, obviously. They'll try to go and score as quickly as they can, and then they will do what they've done all year long, and that's the onside kick. It's not going to be anything they haven't practiced, but they'll have to do it because they have a two-possession game now, so they have to get the ball back after they score. So we'll see what the Warriors have left in the tank.
Well, here are the Tigers. They will kick off here, and we'll see if there's any trickery. The only trickery at the moment is that it looks like the ball blew off the tee with this very strong wind. And, again, the Warriors are going to have to come back going into the wind here, Tim.
Yep, they definitely do. Both times tonight they've had the latter part of the half. On both halves, they've been going into the wind, and that is a definite stiff wind.
Yeah, very very stiff wind. We've seen Sidney struggle with it a couple of times, and so they will kick this one deep. Sidney is going to have to chase it back into the end zone after it hit off the hands of Nate Vibbard, and so Sidney will start going right to left at their own 20 with 8:09 to go.
Yeah, as soon as high school football, the ball hits anybody, or if it doesn't hit anybody and it crosses that plane, that's a touchback, so that's a kind of a nice break for Sidney because that would have been a tough bringing it back out there for the Warriors.
Yes, that's for sure. So 8:09 to go fourth quarter. We'll see what the Sidney offense can do. Again, a ton of weapons on the field. And can they score quickly as they have so many times this season that it's kept their season alive? Here is Darren Smith. He's got pressure coming right up the middle. Somehow avoids getting sandwiched. Throws to the far side. Complete to Nate Vibbard up at the 36 and out of bounds. And I got to give credit there to Darren Smith. Great avoiding the tackle and a great throw.
Yeah, Tigers sent somebody off the left corner. I think it was maybe even cornerback, and he sidestepped him and made a miss, and then he just stepped up into the pocket and hit Vibbard for the first down yardage.
I mean, this is what Darren Smith does. He does not play other sports in Sidney. He travels all over the country, goes to QB camps. He's put the time in, and so here we go. This is the drive that could make it as he goes across the middle for Vibbard. And it's incomplete. That one was a little far behind him. You have to wonder if maybe the wind was a factor.
Yeah, it's possible. I'll tell you, and again, like I said, we know that he has a strong arm, and all season long we talked about he doesn't have the ability to throw a touch pass. Everything is on the line and everything like that. He needs to be now because that is definitely a real strong wind.
Second and 10 here for the Warriors, and in the shotgun is Darren Smith, and now we'll have a flag on the play, and we'll see what the call is here with 7:56 to go fourth quarter. Onondaga 36, Sidney 22.
Looks like the Warriors are going to get backed up with a false start, so it'll be second down and 15.
You know, the Warriors have not been in this position in a couple of weeks. Mm-hmm. Really, after that, you know, middle of the season loss to Harpersville Afton, they kind of rolled through the end of the regular season with Oxford as well as Seton Catholic, and then in the playoffs, it seemed like against Green, against Harpersville Afton, and against Unitego, they just always had the lead, and it was the other team that was chasing them.
Yeah, they definitely are in uncharted territory for the last three games.
Here is Smith on a 2nd and 15, takes a big whack, throws to the far side for Hopkins. I believe it's complete for a pickup of 5.
I'm telling you what, that big whack is right, and that was by big number 45, Mr. Betsy. He absolutely planted Darren. I'm surprised he was even able to get the ball out.
Akeem Betsy has been a monster on the field tonight on both sides, and he really laid the lumber there to Darren Smith, but Smith playing tough here, right back in it. 7:25 to go, fourth quarter. Onondaga 36, Sydney 22. They try to throw to the right side, but it's batted down by John Guy, who was leaping in the air and got his mitts on that one and knocked it down.
Yeah, real nice play by the defensive end for the Tigers on that play. He timed his jump perfectly and batted Smith passed to the ground, so it's now 4th down and 10 for the Warriors.
4th and 10. It really could come down to this. I mean, still some time left in this game, but this is a drive that Sydney needs to come away with some points with, and this is tough. Into the wind, 4th and 10.
And that turned the ball. I mean, obviously, you give the ball back, and if they score again, then definitely the night's over.
So here is Darren Smith on a 4th and 10. They're at their own 36, going right to left. Smith looks over the middle. He's flushed out of the pocket. He's going to have to run, and he's tripped up short of the first down. Close, but he still comes up about 2 yards short, and that is where Onondaga will take over.
Give a lot of credit. He tried to do it, and he just came up, like Nate said, just a little bit short. So Onondaga will take over 1st and 10 inside the Warrior territory at about the 44-yard line.
And that play just broke down quickly. It was good coverage by Onondaga, and Smith just tried to take off. Picked up about 8 yards, but was just a little too short. And now it would take another Onondaga turnover, I think. The Sydney defense is going to have to try to force something here with 7:11 left.
I mean, they're dropping 7 and 6 back in coverage every time because they're only rushing, that fewer people because of that, and they're getting pressure on them. That's impressive for that defensive line.
Yeah, it certainly is. And so here is Onondaga. They're going to run to the outside here, a little sweep to West Core. To the right side. He's going to cut back to the left side. He's still on his feet. He's at the 40 to the 35. Core down to the 30. 25, 20. Sprinting to the end zone to the 10. Lost the ball. It's going to roll through the back of the end zone. Still in play. Let's see who fell on this. I think they're going to say it went out.
Yeah, went out of bounds.
Oh, my goodness.
Went through the end zone.
Core with a huge effort, and then at about the 10 and maybe the 5, it was knocked out and went into the end zone. Unbelievable.
Into the end zone. So we'll see what happens on this play right here. So definitely called it out of play.
West Core, the sophomore who has been filling in here for Stelmack, who got hurt in the third quarter, has done a fantastic job and a nice run there before he fumbled it.
Yeah, I think that turns the ball back to Sydney.
Yeah, the ball.
That's a touchback.
I was going to say the ball goes through the back of the end zone
and Sydney's ball at the 20.
And so Sydney is going to take back over here at the 20,
wow.
A costly mistake. As I was going to say, it was a great run until the fumble.
Yep.
And I think somebody on that Sydney defense was able to pop it out of there.
Yeah, right at the last minute.
Yep.
They punched the ball out, and it went right through the end zone, and Warriors got the ball back 1st and 10 at their own 20.
Dangerous, because if Sydney tried to keep that ball in, if Onondaga had fallen on it, could have been a touchdown. So right back the other way and through the hands of Ethan Finch as Smith finds him at the 40, but right through the wickets, and he couldn't hold on.
Yeah, and like I said before, I mean, this is a really tough time right now because Sydney's trying to push the ball down the field. And they've got 6 guys back, and it's, it's a tough to find receivers in that area, and they almost have to throw some, screens like they did the last time they did, because they're getting so much pressure up front from that front 4 or 5. They need to definitely do something, take that, and then come out to the side, and maybe that's what will happen. Maybe they'll run that little screen play. We'll see what happens.
Zach Delaney is down on the field, but he will be helped up here by his teammates, who are actually just going to carry him right off the field. Matt Delaney is taking Zach Delaney off the field. Just threw him right over his shoulder like a rag doll.
Yep, just threw him right over his shoulder. Didn't even wait for the coaches. That was pretty funny.
It looked like maybe just a cramp here for Zach Delaney, but it's definitely a cramp. I don't know if I had a cramp like that, if I'd want to just get picked up and ragged off.
I don't know. He didn't have much choice.
No, he really didn't.
You said ragged off. That's exactly what it looked like.
Yep. So Matt Delaney helping out Zach Delaney on that one. And we'll get back underway here. 6:50 to go, fourth quarter. Onondaga leading 36-22. Sydney with the ball after an Onondaga fumble, and they pass it out to the far side for Finch, complete for a first down, and he gets another 5 yards. Out to the 35, and a great second half for Ethan Finch continues.
Right on cue, they throw that little wide out screen, and nice little play, good block, out on the edge by, I got to believe it was Backus with a nice block out there. The Sydney's in the trips to the left right now and tight to the right side.
Let's see what Coach Matthews and Coach Zern pull out of the playbook here as they throw across the middle for Hoskins, and he's quickly dragged down after a gain of only about three. And you can see Onondaga has really, really game planned to try to stop Alex Hoskins.
Yeah, they have, and I'll tell you what, I'll give Mr. Delaney, number 55, a great, great credit on that play because he had to guard Alex Hoskins across the middle of the field the whole way because there were three guys over here to the left side, and so the defensive backs were all the way down the field, and they tried to run that little drag play across the middle with Alex, and he was right there to make the tackle.
Second and seven, Sydney trailing 36-22. Smith throws across the middle, almost intercepted. I mean, it was in the hands there of Gantley, and he just lost that one as he fell down to the turf.
Did you say Gantley?
Yeah.
Gantley didn't make the play.
I can't believe
it. I can't either. I mean, he's made every play there is tonight for that team. You know, everything that they've needed him to do, and that would have been huge right there with 6 minutes and 24 seconds left with a 14-point lead. Excuse me.
Third and seven here for Sydney with 6:24 left. And it's Onondaga leading Sydney 36-22. Here Smith rolls out, throws to the right side, incomplete. And Sydney just trying to force it a little bit here into coverage, and nothing doing.
Yeah, and again, there's really no place for him to throw the ball. I mean, it's just they have so many guys back on defense, and they got to do some, like I said, that little screen got him a first down the last time. That was a nice little play. They got to do something that's really quick and then let those athletic wideouts use their skills to make somebody miss and get the first down for them.
I'd say this is probably the first time since maybe the first Green matchup where we've really seen a defense be able to lock down and stop the Sydney passing game and frustrate them. So this has been great.
They definitely are a force to be reckoned with.
Fourth and seven, Sydney at their own 37, and looks like we're going to have a timeout taken here by the Warriors with 6:18 to go in this fourth quarter. It's Onondaga 36, Sydney 22. We'll keep it right here and, again, recognize some of our special sponsors for tonight's game, including the Amphenol Corporation, Jessup Howe's Building Supplies, Coldwell Banker Timberland Properties, and, of course, Cork and the crew over at Chambers O'Hara Car and Truck Center and the Roma Restaurant and Pizzeria, as well as the Catalog Outlet Stores. All proud sponsors here of Sydney football and their run to the Class D quarterfinals. Sydney 7-3 on the season, Onondaga 10-0. The winner will get either Maple Grove or Alexander, two teams from the western area in Section 5, Section 6 that are very strong. So we knew that this side of the bracket was going to be tough. Sydney's had their chances here tonight. And, you know, it could really be the score the other way with Sydney ahead, but the turnover game eventually has caught up to Sydney.
It definitely has. We talked about it right at the beginning of the game that was what was the key for Sydney because they keep doing that and that other teams are capitalizing on it and they're actually putting points on it, and that's exactly what they've done tonight.
Two
big turnovers.
Fourth and seven after the timeout. Sydney's going to have to go to the air. They throw to the far side, and this one is picked off by Onondaga. And Darren Smith really had nowhere to go. He was trying to throw one up for a prayer, and it was intercepted here as he tried to go to Nate Vivard.
Yeah, he tried to throw all the way across the field to Nate and actually kind of pushed himself over to the left side. So that's a tough throw all the way back across your body. And the defender for the Tigers was right there, and that turns the ball over. And they'll get the ball first and 10 at their own 49.
And a great play there by Gantley.
Gantley.
Okay. Makes the play. Can't give him too many chances.
No, that's
to make that
play. That's a good point. You know, I mean, he missed one. He was not going to miss the second one.
And so Onondaga, the Tigers at 10-0, will take over at midfield again in the all-green with the white trim. Going left to right on your radio dial. Our post-game show, make sure you stay tuned for that as well, coming up in just a few minutes. We give out our awards for offense, defense, and all-purpose. And so they'll hand off here on a first and 10 to Gantley, and he's going to scamper to the right side for about 7 yards, and that will keep the clock moving here for the Tigers.
Yep, nice little play, just off tackle, nice little cut in the hole, and got a good gain on first down.
And so now that clock is really becoming the enemy here of the Sydney Warriors as they trail 36-22 with 5:40 to go here in this fourth quarter. They would need another miracle turnover, I would say, and then they'd have to put up some points. But this wind, you know, we knew it was going to be a factor coming in, but it's been even more of a factor than I thought it would be.
Yeah, definitely in the kicking game, too. I mean, you can absolutely see that it's affecting the throwing game, too.
And a handoff here to the left side, really nowhere to go, maybe a gain of one or two, as they again go back to West Core, wearing number 15, the sophomore. But again, that clock continues to move as it comes down on 5 minutes to go, a third and two coming up for the Tigers.
Does Selmack go back into the game? I don't see him on the sideline.
Selmack, he's over here on the bench.
Oh, is he still over here on
yeah.
the bench? Oh, yes. Yes, he is.
As well as Zach Delaney, who is stretching out, looking like he's back here. But Selmack has been out since that play, that collision with Darren Smith in the third quarter. So that hopefully is all right for him. 4:45 to go, fourth quarter. Again, 36-22, Sidney behind, and Onondaga runs it up the middle, and that's going to move the chains and keep this drive alive here for the Tigers.
And you know, again, they don't get the credit that they deserve. I'll tell you, that offensive line has just moved that defensive line of the Sidney Warriors 2-3 yards off the ball almost every play, and that makes a heck of a lot easier for your running back if you have that big of a push by your line.
Yeah, this Onondaga team, as the game has gone on, is kind of just started to wear Sidney down a little bit, I would say.
As they did last week.
Yes.
In the second half.
Yeah, we had a nice chance to watch Onondaga and Dalgeville in the Section 3 finals, and, you know, that was kind of the same scenario here. The quarterback keeper by Bryce Messina to the right side scampers over the 35 down to the 33 on a first and 10, so that'll bring up about a second and 7 here. With 4 minutes to go, that clock just continues to go down. Second and four, actually.
Yeah, just ticking away, and nice play by Tanner Gifford on the corner there to stop the running back just before he got to the first down yard marker.
Time starting to run out here on the Sidney Warriors as the Cinderella story, the 8th seed in the sectional playoffs. As you said, they went through a 1, a 3, and a 4 seed to win the section.
Yeah.
And tonight, looking like maybe Onondaga will be the one to finally bring them down as they'll hand it off up the middle to Akeem Betsy, gain of about 2 or 3, but that, again, keeps the clock moving.
Yeah, keeps the clock moving, the chains move, and the season gets a little bit shorter for the Warriors.
Second down coming up here for the Onondaga Tigers. Such a storied program here. A lot of football success, of course, over the years for this program. A lot of lacrosse success as well. Very good athletic programs across the board, I should say. 3:15 to go here, fourth quarter. Sidney, of course, winning their first section title in football since 2006. Of course, won the states in 05. And Coach Zern, who calls the plays, was on that 05 team.
Yep.
And I'm sure really helped the guys out this week as they prepared for this one.
I'm sure he did. I mean, it's definitely all the experience Aaron got from playing in the state tournament and everything definitely would have helped these guys out this week.
Here's Messina, another quarterback keeper to the 20 before he's knocked out of bounds, as he scampers his way down to about the 18 to the 17-yard line with 3:01 left in this contest, and Onondaga leading Sidney 36-22.
Yeah, nice little play. They've run that a couple of times. It's just a quarterback sweep. You know, he's got lead blockers out on the edge. They set it, and then he just goes around the outside, and good gain, almost gets the first down. We'll bring up second down and 2.
Again, our other special sponsors here for tonight's game include Waste Recovery Enterprises, the Smith Insurance Agency of Sidney, and also Quality Hardwoods and Twin Valley Finished Lumber, and of course McDowell and Walker and Butler Auto Sales on Route 7 Riverside in Sidney. 3 minutes to go here, fourth quarter, Onondaga leading 36-22. They run to the far side now on this second and 1, and a flag on the play as Sidney brings down the runner, which would be a West Core once again.
Yeah, and again, they tried to run that sweep with Core out to the outside, and Sidney didn't let them have the edge that time, but there is a flag on the play. We'll see what they got.
So the officials congregating again, talking about this one with 2:52 to go. And the Tigers in a comfortable position here, leading Section 4 champion Sidney 36-22. And this is going to be a face mask against the Sidney Warriors, which is going to give Onondaga prime real estate down by the end zone.
Yeah, that's just an absolute dagger to the throat right there, because they had them stopped, and they would have had another play to stop them again. But, you know, this is just, you know, this disheartening.
And so the Warriors are going to have to try to stop Onondaga on a 1st and 8 on the 8. Again, the Tigers going left to right on your radio dial. The green with the white trim, looking to punch one in and maybe put the icing on the cake here against the Sidney Warriors.
And again, you know, you talked about it too, Nate. His game has been a lot closer than it has at this point right now, and if they put more points on, it's just because Sidney's kind of knows they see the writing on the wall. So
Messina pitches to the outside, and that's Akeem Betsy, who gets tripped up at about the one-yard line. The big fellow, again, 6'2", 255, just a little short of the end zone there. And Onondaga is going to have a first and goal with 2:20 left.
Yeah, he tried to stretch the ball out to the pylon, but he didn't get it there, and it was a nice play by the young man to get it as close as he did. But I'll tell you what, that's a scary thing, seeing that kid come out there to the outside. I mean, you expect to see him on the inside by the tackles and the guards, not out on the edge. I mean, again, Reggie Jimenez,
yeah,
you know, that's a big guy coming at you, and you're looking at him saying, oh my gosh, I got to hit him right in the shoelaces and hope I don't get toppled over.
And so we're going to see what happens here. This is going to be some sort of a call down on the goal line here. I didn't see exactly what happened as we were talking about that. Let's take a look at the replay here.
Did he fumble the ball through the end zone?
They're going to have a pitch to the outside here for Betsy. He gets down to about the 2 or the 3. And does the ball come out? Yes, it did. The ball came out, and I don't think it went out of the back of the end zone. And they're going to give the ball back to Sydney here, and the Onondaga faithful is certainly not pleased.
Yeah, they definitely are not happy. But like you said, there's 2 minutes and 20 seconds left, and they're going into the wind, so it's tough doing for the Warriors.
That's 2 straight drives where the Tigers were basically right on the line and could not get it in. A fumble once again gives the ball back to Sydney, and they give the ball to Backus here, complete, and he's out to the 28-yard line. So an 8-yard pickup here, but again, the clock down to 2:07.
Yeah, and that was the little screen play, and that's what you have to do with an aggressive line like that, because they're just getting right through the Sydney offensive line and getting pressure on Darren, and Darren is hobbled right now. I think he got hit on that play as well.
Onondaga leading Sydney 36-22, 2:07 to go, fourth quarter, and Sydney here with the ball. But again, time is starting to run out. They're going to have to score and have to score in a hurry, and again, going into a very strong wind here with 2:07 left. And it's amazing that they even have the ball at this point, because it certainly looked like they were going to score. Onondaga was once again before that fumble. And now another penalty after the play is going to give the ball to Sydney all the way up to about the 43.
Yeah, I didn't even see the flag on that play. I don't know what happened there, but obviously it was a big penalty because it pushed the ball up that far.
Sydney linemen were clapping quite a bit after that play. Obviously, they get the penalty, and Sydney still with some hopes here. They throw to the outside, once again trying to go to the far side for Hoskins, but he's in good double coverage and can't pull it in.
Double coverage is right. He had a guy right in front of him and a guy right behind him, so even if he catches the ball, he's not going any further. Nice defensive play call right there by the brain trust for the Tigers.
1:52 left. Sydney with the ball, and they still have life here with the ball on the 43. It's Onondaga 36, Sydney 22 with 1:52 left. Second and 10 here for the Warriors as they go right to left. Here's Smith, drops back, steps up in the pocket, throws, and this one is complete and then dropped by Finch. And I think he was thinking about running down the field before he made the catch.
And he already had the first down again. I mean, there's another one right there. You know, big, big drops, and the turnovers have really shot Sydney in the foot tonight.
So Finch with 2 touchdowns here in the second half, trying to make a play there late in the game and couldn't quite hold on with a minute 46 left. So a 3rd and 10 coming up here for Sydney. Again, it's Onondaga 36, Sydney 22. New York State Class D quarterfinal game. Smith gets nailed in the backfield but dumps that one off here for Dawson. Backus to the 50, Backus to the 40 before he's hauled out of bounds here by Wes Core at about the 37-yard line. So a nice play there by Backus, and Sydney's still moving.
Another little screen to the left. Warriors are making a little effort here. They're trying to get some points on the board, and again, they get quick points, get the extra point, or, you know, the 2-point conversion like they normally do. We've got a chance at an onside kick, and we know they can do it.
So just over a minute and a half left. Here's Smith as they're into Onondaga territory. Throws it. It's barely complete, but it is into the hands of Dawson Backus to the 25 and down to the 21-yard line. A great play there by Backus with a minute 25 left, and these seniors playing like, you know, this is the last minute of their season, and it could be of their careers.
Yeah, they definitely are giving it their all, and that's what I would expect from the Sydney Warrior.
1:20 to go here as the clock continues to move. Smith in the shotgun. Backus is in motion from right to left. Smith drops back at the 30, throws one towards the end zone, and it's almost intercepted, but just goes down to the turf as Wes Core almost made a huge one-handed catch.
Yeah, that would have been a really nice play right there, but he just couldn't bring it in. Smith saw number 7, Darren Smith, just behind him, but he just underthrew the ball, and I'll guarantee you that was because of that wind, because that definitely is a disadvantage.
A minute 10 to go here with Sydney trailing 36-22. Second and 10, they're deep in Onondaga territory down at the 22. And he throws across the middle and almost picked off again through the hands of Andrew Thomas. And he threw into double coverage and was looking for Nate Vibbard.
Yeah, and it's definitely, you're just, I mean, it's, there's no room. I mean, he has, absolutely has no room to throw the ball. So the only thing that they can do is use the pressure from that offensive line or defensive line and try to do the screen play and see what happens.
Didn't have a ton of time either.
Nope. Getting a lot of pressure.
A lot of pressure is coming through. So here on a 3rd and 10, here's Smith. Again, is flushed out of the pocket, goes to the left side, throws to the end zone, and through the hands of Ethan Finch. And that would have been a surefire touchdown for Sydney, and he couldn't hold on.
Yeah, and he's usually very sure-handed. I mean, I think he was surprised the ball got through the defender that undercut him, and he took his eyes off the ball, and it went right through his hands.
Wow, that's 2 drops on this drive for Ethan Finch, and you just don't see that. You do not see that from Finch.
No, you do not. I mean, he makes the circus catch, and that was just an easy catch and didn't complete it.
57 seconds left now in a 4th and 10. Last gasp here for Sydney. Smith flushed out of the pocket. He's going to try to throw again. Tosses one up into the end zone. Hoskins hauls it in. Touchdown for Sydney with 47 seconds left. And Hoskins making a great catch there for the Warriors.
Yeah, real nice play by the senior. Went up high, pointed the ball, made a nice catch, and then took the hit and rolled out and finished the catch in the end zone for 6 points for the Warriors.
Great job there by Hoskins. They now trail 36-28 with 47 seconds left, and they will go for 2. Again, we'll see if we see the gate play. Looks like we certainly will. And this would bring it back, if they can get the 2 here, to a 6-point ball game. Let's see. We have Finch and we have Backus lined up for the direct snap on the far side. Hoskins comes in motion from left to right. And the snap here is to Backus, who we know can throw, but he's going to run it in himself with 47 seconds left. Sydney has cut the lead back to 6.
Back to 6, and we know what's coming up now, Nate. We know what's coming up.
We always know what's coming up here with Sydney, as they love that onside kick. We're going to step away for 30 seconds. 47 seconds left in the game. It's Onondaga 36, Sydney 30. We'll be right back on CDO.
Are you fed up with overpriced insurance? Then it's time to visit the Rinker Insurance Agency of Hampton. At Rinker Insurance, our insurance specialists can review your current policy to see that you have adequate coverage for the most reasonable price. We handle all forms of insurance from auto, motorcycle, and snowmobile insurance to homeowners, life, and business. So if you're fed up with overpriced insurance, stop by the Rinker Agency at 191 Main Street in Hampton or call 639-1930. The Rinker Agency proudly supports high school athletics on WCDO.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back, folks. 47 seconds left, and Tim, what do you think we'll see here on this play?
They practiced it all year long. I think they know how to do this. I just don't know if they'll be able to execute and finish it off, but tell you what, Tigers know what's coming. They've got everybody up there. This is going to be interesting. We'll see what happens.
Ethan Finch with the chance. Onondaga done it very well tonight, guarding against the onside kick. Sydney trails 36-30 with 47 seconds left. Reggie Jimenez comes in motion. They're going to kick to the right side. It's going to take a bounce. It's loose on the field. Sydney might have fallen on that. We're going to have to see at the bottom of the pile. It looked like Onondaga was going to have a clear chance at it. It was Betsy who was going for it. But who's going to come off the bottom of the pile here? And Sydney is going to come away with the ball. Oh, my goodness, with 40 on the 40-yard line with 44 seconds left, they have recovered the onside kick.
Brandon Evans comes out of the pile with the ball. So the Warriors have a successful onside kick. And like I said, they have practiced it all year long, and they made it work right there. So let's see what they can do with this 44 seconds.
44 seconds left. Onondaga leading 36-30. But Sydney is in Onondaga territory down to the 40. And Smith is in the shotgun. Tim, what's our timeout situation?
Both teams have 2 timeouts left. I'm sure that Onondaga is not worried about calling timeouts, but Sydney has that ability to do that if they can get some completed passes.
For 44 seconds left. Here's a 1st and 10. Smith drops back. He's at the 45, flushed out of the pocket, throws and completes a Vibbard, and he gets down to the 39.
Dibbert did exactly what he had to do. He got a couple yards on the play and got out of bounds to stop the clock without them having to waste the timeout. So here we go.
So Sydney recovers the onside kick. 37 seconds left. It's a second and eight here with the ball on the Onondaga 41. Sydney trailing and trying to get the TD to maybe tie this game up. They throw across to the far side for Hopkins. Pitches one, and this is off to the races here for the Warriors. Dawson back is to the five, and he's in. Touchdown here for Sydney. An unbelievable play with 28 seconds left.
Sydney runs the hook and ladder.
Oh, my
goodness.
Runs
the hook and ladder on the right sideline. Pitches to Backus, and Backus takes it into the end zone for 6 points. Two-point conversion to come up right now with 28.2 seconds left. If Sydney does this, they'll take a two-point lead with that amount of time left in the game.
Absolutely unbelievable with 28 seconds left. Hopkins and Backus, two seniors, just pulled that off. Unbelievable. And we are tied, folks, 36-36. And Sydney is going to go for two here and could possibly take the lead. This is unbelievable.
Yeah, it's amazing. I mean, you know, you don't even know. I mean, that play got called some point in time during the year. You know what? Hey, let's throw this in here, and we'll do it right now. And boom, it worked. He was gone.
Tim, take us through that play again. I mean, that was just unbelievable.
Just a normal
a catch by Hopkins,
yeah.
And then boom.
Just a normal hook pattern for Alex out on the side, you know, and he catches the ball, and then all of a sudden Dawson Backus comes down the sideline, and he just pitches it to him laterally. So that makes it a live play, and he can take it as far as he can, and he took it to the house.
Unbelievable play there by Sydney. And it was almost like it was in slow motion. When you saw Hopkins, you were like, what's he going to do? And Dawson Backus was like he got shot out of a cannon, and they handed it off to him, and Onondaga was scrambling. A few guys got their fingertips on him, but he gets it in. Unbelievable, and they're going to go for two.
Yeah, but this is a game right here. I mean, because if the Warriors can put this in the end zone, that'll put them up two with that 28 seconds left, and we'll see what the Tigers can do with that.
36-36. They're going to go for the two-point conversion. They lost it. It's loose on the turf, and Onondaga, the defense, coming up huge. It's tied 36-36.
Yeah, snap was not handled properly, and now the Warriors have got to give the ball back to the Tigers, and we'll see what they do with this kick.
Unbelievable. So it's going to remain tied 36-36. With 28 seconds left. We'll leave it right here. We don't dare take a break.
No, this is absolutely crazy. And I, you know, like you said, Nate, this is just amazing. I mean, if you think about it, the Tigers have had two touchdowns taken away from them because they fumbled the ball through the end zone and given the ball back to Sydney, and Sydney has made it work for them. That's huge. I mean, I just can't imagine, those two plays. I mean, those were, that one play, the guy got tackled at the 10, the ball went through the end zone, Sydney gets the ball at the 20.
Yes.
They didn't do anything with it, but the second time they did. They went down and scored, and now that's why we're at right now.
Unbelievable. And those are the plays for Onondaga. I mean,
yeah.
Those were just, they were going to put the icing on the cake.
Yeah, definitely.
And those calls have now come back to haunt them. It's 36-36, but there's still 28 seconds left. A lot of time left here as Ethan Finch is going to kick this one deep. And it's going to bounce, and Onondaga will fall on this one at the 28-yard line. And so they are going to go left to right here on offense with 26 seconds left, tied at 36.
Yeah, tied at 36. I got to believe, I mean, that far to go. Well, they do have one timeout left, right? No, Sydney does. All right, Onondaga does have two. So maybe they will take shots at it. You know, we'll see what happens. But overtime doesn't look too bad for either team right now.
36-36, and just a few minutes ago, you would have thought that Sydney would be warming up the bus to head home.
Yeah.
But the Warriors just will not quit at this one. And some bounces have gone their way, that's for sure. Don't want to say that they haven't. And Onondaga now with the last gasp here in regulation with a 36-36. Here is Messina. Drops back, flushed out of the pocket. Here's Sydney chasing after him. It's tossed up in the air and goes incomplete with 18 seconds left. And so
now we got a flag, late flag, and I gotta believe, because that was not thrown on the hit, I'm thinking we've got intentional grounding, maybe?
I mean, there was nobody in the area there that it looked like he was going to try to toss that one over to, and the flag came out, and we'll see what the officials are going to say here up on the big board.
No, he's picking the flag up.
Picking the flag up.
So I think that's what he did have called, but I think he's picking the flag up. So 18.7 seconds left in this fourth quarter.
Yeah, 18 seconds left. The second and 10 play clock is at 15. Onondaga trying to hurry out of the huddle here and get one more play off here with 18 seconds left. I'd say they got a time for one, maybe two plays, depending on how it works out. And here is Bryce Messina. He's under center, drops back. He's going to throw to the right side. It's complete at the 40, shaking a tackle, 45-50. 10 seconds left on the clock, and he's knocked out of bounds. He's in Sydney territory and knocked out of bounds at the 42. And I think Sydney might have gotten away with one there.
Yeah.
That was really close to a late hit.
Yes, it was. I think you're absolutely right, Nate. That official could have easily thrown that flag for piling on right there at the end. And that would have been huge because that would have taken the ball down to the 25 and given them a real good shot at it. And there's 9 seconds left, so we'll see what happens in these next few plays.
9 seconds left. We're tied 36-36. A first and 10 here for Onondaga as they are on the Sydney 40. There's still some time here left on this final play here, and they certainly have the athletes to maybe go for the end zone. Messina drops back. He's at the 50, tosses one up in the air towards the end zone. Gantley can't come down with it. Oh, Gantley had a great chance at it, and it looked like he just got tripped up as he was running through the end zone with 3 seconds left. That would have been the game
winner. Yeah, and I'm not sure what the Sydney safety was doing on that play because that you cannot let that guy get behind you, and he did. And I'll tell you what, if it wasn't for number four, Nate Vibbard, coming over to help, maybe just get a vision of it, you know, into the receiver's vision so he couldn't see the ball. I'll tell you what, I think they catch that, and that's the ball game.
Yeah, Gantley looked like maybe that was just going to fall right into his arms there. 3 seconds left. This will be the last play with the ball on the 40-yard line. Boy, it's all going to come down to the last play here, folks. Second and 10, but that really doesn't matter, as you would think that Onondaga is going to go for the end zone once again.
I would think that would be their play, but you never know. With his athletes that they have, they might have something up their sleeves, too.
Trips to the left. Messina drops back. Gantley is on the left side. Will they try to go for him? They're going to go right back to that same play, up to the end zone, and he overthrows them. And we're headed to overtime between Onondaga and Sydney here in the Class D New York State quarterfinals.
It is unbelievable. I mean, I'm sitting here thinking, you know what? This is over. The Sydney boys are getting ready to go out and start the bus up and head back down 81, you know, and everything. And it's like all of a sudden we're in tie and we're going to overtime.
Unbelievable game here tonight. We're going to take a quick break. We'll come back. We'll get you set for overtime. 36-36 between Onondaga and Sydney. If you paid to get in here tonight, you're getting your admission ticket. You're getting the price of that, that's for sure. You're getting your money's worth here tonight. 36-36, overtime coming up when we come back on CDL.
Finding a contractor that you can trust can be difficult, but not when you rely on Cohen and Fraser Builders of Franklin. They're local, fully insured, and offer over 50 years combined experience. From custom building and expert remodeling, including kitchens and baths, as well as plumbing, heating, and electrical work, Cohen and Fraser Builders see the project through from start to finish. For professional, honest, exceptional home or business services, call Lee or Ed today at 829-5426. That's 829-5426. Cohen and Fraser Builders of Franklin.
When it's time to paint, it's time to visit the paint experts at Village Variety Main Street Unadilla. For over 35 years, we've been the area's Benjamin Moore paint store. We can match the color you want from a 1-inch square sample. Village Variety carries 15 different Benjamin Moore paint lines, and all of our Regal Select latex paints are 100% VOC compliant, helping to protect the environment. And if you need a vapor barrier for your bathroom, kitchen, or laundry room to avoid moisture problems, we can help there too. Village Variety, your Benjamin Moore paint store, Main Street, Unadilla. We know paint.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, FM 101 and AM 1490, WCDO.
And welcome back, folks. We are headed to overtime between Onondaga and Sydney, tied at 36. But, Tim, with about 2.5 minutes left, Sydney was down 36-22. It looked like it was all over.
I know my wife won't believe this, but I'm speechless. I mean, I am absolutely speechless. I don't know what I've just witnessed. I mean, it's just amazing. You know, we talked about it possibly happening, that they needed to score, and then they needed, and they would have their ability to do the onside kick. However, they didn't do it the first time. They got the ball back. They had another one of those weird turnovers back, giving the ball back at the 20. They go down and they score, and they get the onside kick.
Yeah.
And then they, you know, I mean, I just cannot believe this is happening in this short time frame. Now, remember, in the first game with Harper's, or the second game with Harpersville, they had a fight off a drive from a minute and 9 seconds, right? Sydney had to defend for a minute and 9 seconds, and Harpersville had to go 97 yards. They got 96 of them, if you remember.
Yeah, came right down to the, I mean, Harpersville had a play right at the end, and they tried to run it in, and they got stuffed on the one. I mean,
absolutely,
these games just never cease to amaze us this year.
My almost 50-year-old heart can't take this.
No.
I just can't handle this anymore.
Absolutely unbelievable. As, boy, Sydney and Onondaga, we're getting some bonus football here. Thanks for joining us here tonight. Nate Lull, Tim Cutting with you on CDO, also WCDOsports.com. Glad to have you along as we will get set for overtime. Both teams are out at midfield for the coin toss here. As, boy, we've seen overtime a couple of times this year for the Warriors and some other games we've done. Of course, we cover a lot of teams in the Tri-County area. And, boy, you know, this is just a lot of fun when you get to OT because both teams really get a good chance at it.
Yeah, they definitely do. I mean, obviously, when a team starts with the ball, they have a full set of downs to try to put points on the board. And then after that, whatever they do, the other team gets a shot at offense, and they have to either match or defeat them.
Yep.
And that's the way overtime goes in high school football. And
so,
it goes from the 20.
Yeah, so it's essentially like the college system.
Just a little closer.
You know, it doesn't really drag out as both, you know, it can if both, teams score. But it's certainly one of those things that, you know, could go very quickly depending on how it goes. Maybe we'll get a three overtime classic like we had in the fog.
UV Unitego in the fog, right?
Yes, in the fog. We couldn't even see the other side of the field. There was some controversy on the goal line. It's crazy. We don't have to worry about the fog here tonight. The wind could certainly be a factor, as it has been all night. So I've had a couple people ask me, you know, Sydney ties at 36-36. Why didn't they just kick the extra point? Kicking is not necessarily always given, and this win tonight, Sydney would have been kicking that into the wind.
Yes, they would have, and that's not what they've done all year long, so that's probably a good thing that they didn't try something that they haven't really practiced.
So 36-36, and we'll see who's going to get the ball first. It appears that Onondaga is, so they will go left to right. They're in the green with the white trim, as they will get the first chance. They start at the 20-yard line. They're going to hand it off and try to go up the middle with the big Akeem Betsy, 6'2", 255, and the Warriors are going to bring him down after a gain of one. And Reggie Jimenez limping as he comes out of the pile there, one of the guys who helped to bring him down.
Yeah, and Reggie was doing everything he could against that big guy, and he is limping a little bit over on the outside. That's kind of scary because they like to run to that side, and we need Reggie to be able to make that tackle out there for us, or at least turn it back onto the inside where the backers are coming from.
And so here will be a 2nd and 7. The ball is down to the 17. Again, Onondaga going left to right. Sydney's in the white tops, the gray pants, and the maroon helmet. 2nd and 7. Here's the quarterback, Bryce Messina, under center. Pitches to the far side for Gantley. Gantley trying to get to the edge. Sydney is there, and they'll bring him down. A shoestring tackle by Reggie Jimenez, and then Will Moore brings him down the rest of the way.
Reggie Jimenez did exactly what I told you. He did not let the guy get out. Did not let Gantley get outside. Let me make sure I tell you who that was, because that's the guy that's been in the four and in the side for the Warriors all night tonight. Didn't let him get outside, grabbed his leg and held on to it. Help came and finished off the tackle.
Yeah, Evan Gantley, number 12 here tonight for Onondaga, has just done everything to bring down the Warriors, and I'm sure he will continue to be a thorn in the side of the Warriors. 3rd and 8 here for Onondaga. They are on the 18-yard line. They're going to go to the air. Flushed out of the pocket to the right side. Messina throws back across his body, and it's intercepted here by Sydney, and Hopkins will knock it down. And so now the Warriors will have their chance here in overtime.
Yeah, and if they score, it's over.
Yep.
So that was big right there. They made a nice defensive stop. Now the Warriors get their plays from the 20, and if they put points on the board, the game is over.
And so Alex Hopkins doing what he does best, going up and making the catch. It's the interception, and now the Sydney Warriors again. They will come out. They will go left to right. They will start on the 20.
Yeah, and I'll say this. Now they have the wind again. That's what they did, is they moved it to the other end so that they were playing with the wind in the first part of the overtime, and we'll see if the Warriors can use that to their advantage.
So here are the Warriors on a first and 10. Again, we're in overtime. This is Sydney's possession. If they can score here, they would win and move on in miraculous fashion. And here is Smith. He's going to hand it off to Dawson. Back is at the 15, right up the middle to the 10, pushing the pile forward down to about the 7. Back is not to be denied, and this sets up Sydney for a great chance.
Yes, it does. It puts them inside the 10-yard line, so it'll be first and goal to go.
Again, 36-36. The Warriors holding on to it here, perhaps trying to punch their tickets to the New York State Class D semis. They will get the winner of Alexander or Maple Grove. And just a couple of minutes ago, you thought that Sydney was going to play basketball.
And Sydney just took their quarterback off the field, so they're going with the direct snap offense now.
They have Finch and Backus in the backfield. It's going to be a direct snap. They go to Backus. He runs left side, bounces to the outside. He's at the 5, down to the 3, pushing the pile forward and knocked out of bounds at the 1.
Nice little play right there by the Warriors. They got 3 plays from that spot at the 1 to put it into the end zone and move on into State playoff. Yeah.
On the line here, Tim and I are both speechless as it's 36-36.
Yeah, I just can't imagine this. I mean, this is just absolutely amazing that they've come back to this, and yeah, see what happens right here.
Here we go. The Warriors are going to go with the direct snap to Lucas Tanner, and he's going to be right on the goal line. He didn't get in. This is the same play that they ran quite a bit against Harper Zelastin, and he didn't get in. It's going to be 3rd and 1 coming up.
That's an interesting play call right there, because Lucas hasn't touched the ball all night long. And, you know, I understand trying to give the kid a chance, but you know what? That's something you haven't practiced or you haven't done all night. He hasn't even had the ball in his hands. He's been the blocker.
And here they run on the outside, and they're going to go in. And that is in for Dawson Backus, and a touchdown for the Sydney Warriors. They win, and they mob onto the field. Absolutely unbelievable.
Unbelievable is right. I mean, I just cannot even believe what I just witnessed. They were down 16 or 14? 14. They were
14.
Down 14 points with 3 minutes to go, something like that.
Yeah,
was
three minutes, four minutes, two and a half.
And they come back and win in overtime. Absolutely just unbelievable. I mean, I don't know what to say. It's just amazing, but they are moving on to play next Friday night right here again.
42-36 is going to be the final. Onondaga has to be absolutely stunned, and the Sydney Warriors' dream season continues with a 42-36 overtime win. Tim, this is crazy.
Yeah, it is absolutely nuts. I mean, like I said, you know, at that point, when it was that 14-point deficit with that time left in the game, literally, you and I were talking about them going on to the next season.
It's like the broadcaster's curse, you know, you talk about
there
that.
There you go.
And, I mean, really, they were down 36-22 with 2.5 left and a couple of fluky turnovers. Onondaga gave Sydney a chance.
Yeah.
They're going into the wind. You think no way in hell are they going to be able to pull that off. And they do it. And the Sydney dream season continues. They hand Onondaga their first loss. And we're going to take a quick break so we can come back and do our post-game show. We'll wrap things up here from Cicero, North Syracuse. But in overtime, Sydney wins 42-36. We'll be right back on CDL.
Quality Hardwoods in Twin Valley on Route 8 in Bainbridge proudly take part in sponsoring local sports on WCDO and remind fans to get out and cheer on your favorite teams. If you're a woodworker, contractor, or do-it-yourselfer, be sure to stop by Twin Valley, featuring quality hard and soft woods for flooring, stairs, cabinets, molding, and more. Every piece is hand-inspected and stored in a climate-controlled area. Visit Twin Valley's retail store, a division of Quality Hardwoods on Route 8, just a half mile north of the Route 7 and 8 traffic light, and proudly supporting our area as local athletes.
When it comes to your future, there are things that count. And at NBT Bank, what counts most to you counts to us. That's why we offer iStrive, banking for youth and young adults. iStrive's free savings, checking, and debit products help you grow your money skills from grade school to college to your first big job. So whatever future you dream of, you can count on us to help you achieve it. Stop by or visit nbtbank.com and open an account today. NBT Bank, for everything that counts. Member FDIC.
When shopping for a new mattress or home furnishings and decor, look no further than the area's value leader, the catalog outlet stores of Unadilla, Oneonta, and North Norwich, where you will find their large selection and everyday low prices are the best around. At the catalog outlet, you will find quality home furnishings for every room, including sofas, bedrooms, recliners, dining rooms, sectionals, and more by makers you know and trust, like Ashley, Liberty, Best Home Furnishings, and others. For a good night's sleep, treat yourself to a new mattress from the catalog outlet's in-store sleep setters, where brand name one-sided and two-sided mattresses are featured in every size, style, and comfort level. Nobody sells mattresses for less. For your convenience, the catalog outlet stores are open 7 days a week, or shop online at catalogoutletonline.com. Low prices, best selection, and service with a smile. Only at the catalog outlet, offering you the best for less.
Echo Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of WCDO's high school sports coverage. As a major employer in the Tri-County area, Echo Brands supports young people in our communities and hopes that these young athletes have much success this sports season. Always work hard and always display good sportsmanship. Echo Brands of Sydney, an industry leader in the manufacture of planning products and calendars. Echo Brands cheers on student athletes in every sport.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back. Nate Lull and Tim Cutting with you here on CDO as our next section for Team UE is out warming up for their game here. But right at midfield, it's the awards here for Sydney and Onondaga. And you feel for the Onondaga kids? And you're elated for the Sydney kids. I mean, we're a Sydney station, obviously, that, you know, we like covering the Warriors. We did all season. We're a Section 4 radio station, but you feel for these kids. Onondaga was 10-0, and really just kind of some fluke turnovers end up killing them in the end. It's unbelievable.
Yeah, it definitely is just disheartening to see those kids over there because they don't know what happened. I mean, it was absolutely two fluke plays that where they got the ball through the end zone and turned the ball back over to the Warriors. One time they didn't use that break and they didn't score and they gave it right back to them with an interception. And I thought, well, they're going to go down and do it again. And then they have another one and they get the ball back and Sydney ties the game. And here we're back in overtime and then Sydney wins in overtime.
Yeah, that was just unbelievable. I don't even think we could explain it very well in real time because
the onside kick.
It was that crazy. That
too.
Yeah, and that's the thing,
yeah.
Onside kick. I mean, they have done the onside kick so much this year, it's incredible. The other team knows it's coming, and somehow they get one to work.
Yeah, they did. Now, and I'm going to say their success rate with the onside kick this year was probably 20%. That's what I'm going to say.
Yeah.
I'm just going to throw that out there. I don't know if that's right or not, and I'm sure that Coach Matthews has that stat rate broke down, and that's probably why he made those calls all year long. But you know what? That right there made the difference because they knew what to do. It wasn't like, okay, we're going to just go in and do this one time every week in practice. They've done this all year long.
Yep.
You know, I mean, it's like, it's unbelievable that play got the ball back and got them the chance to send it to OT.
Well, let's quickly wrap this one up so the next game can get underway here. But we have our three awards to give out. First is the NBT Bank Outstanding Offense Award. Of course, NBT Bank providing financial services to our local communities for over 150 years and proud to support area high school athletes. NBT Bank for everything that counts, member FDIC. Tim, I think you can give that one tonight to Ethan Finch. He had those two touchdowns in the third quarter. He had some costly drops later in the game, but just was the guy that really kept Sydney in it, I thought, several times. Your thoughts on that?
Yeah, he definitely did. I mean, like I said, he would have had a third. You know, when you're talking about the one drop, he just can't believe he dropped the ball. I mean, that just doesn't happen with Ethan. He's a good athlete, and he makes the hard catches, and it was probably one of the easiest catches he had all year.
Sure.
He dropped the ball.
Yeah.
But that would have been another touchdown. So I definitely think that Ethan was well-deserving of the player of the game for the offense.
Next, we'll have our Catalog Outlet Dynamic Defense Award. The Catalog Outlet is your store for over 1,000 items. For the absolute lowest prices on bedding, sofas, and furniture, visit the Catalog Outlet with stores in Unadilla, Oneonta, and North Norwich. Tim, break us through our winners here.
Well, I've got to do this. I mean, he's just absolutely done a great job all year long. We said his name a number of times, number 45, Will Moore, but he is going to share this award tonight
yep.
with the smallest guy on the field, Reggie Jimenez, defensive MVPs tonight is Wilt Moore and Reggie Jimenez.
Yes, well-deserved there. Both made huge plays. Finally, our ACCO Brands All-Purpose Award. ACCO Brands of Sydney, supporting youth in our local communities. Happy to be a part of high school sports on CDO. ACCO Brands is a proud local employer and community partner. Tim, what do you think for the All-Purpose Award here tonight?
All-Purpose Award, I'm going to have to say...
I mean, we could go Smith, we could go Hoskins.
Yeah, maybe we'll do Coe.
I mean, you could do Backus, too, and
yeah,
the winner.
Yeah. Let's give them all. Let's give it to the whole
team. Craig's like, yeah, let's give out some more awards. We got trophies, you know, piled up in the closet.
Right, we got all these trophies.
So let's give it to all three of those guys because they all did great.
Absolutely.
Here tonight. And, I mean, you're moving on to state semifinals. You deserve some awards, that's for sure. So
absolutely.
We'll give it to those guys. We'll give it to Hoskins. We'll give it to Smith. We'll give it to Backus. They all deserve it here tonight. So a huge win for Sydney, 42-36. They're moving on to the state semifinals. We're going to have some more coverage coming up on Twitter. Absolutely unbelievable. We'll be right back here next Friday at 5 o'clock as it'll be Sydney against Maple Grove, one of the best teams in the state. So Sydney certainly is going to have their hands full, but congratulations to the Sydney Warriors. A big thank you to Jim Tamayo back in the CDO studios. Thank you to Section 3 for setting us all up here. Tim, what a night.
Yeah, unbelievable. And all I want to say one more time is, you know what? The Sydney Warriors continue to be giant killers.
Yeah.
You know, it's just absolutely unbelievable, but it is a Cinderella story, and they are definitely moving on, and can't wait till next Friday night.
Warriors are moving on, and a big thank you to everybody back in Sydney, all our special sponsors for supporting us. We'll talk to you next week here, Friday night, 5 o'clock, Sydney and Maple Grove. For Tim Cutting, I'm Nate Lowe. Have a great night from CDO Sports.